Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $381 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
Springfield police have identified a man killed in an officer-involved shooting involving a U.S. Marshal. 36-year-old Jared D. Kelly died in that shooting. The marshal's deputy has not been identified. The marshal's office was attempting to arrest Kelly on federal drug charges when they say the suspect pulled out a weapon and was shot. He died at the hospital. The previously acting superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol has taken a promotion.
Eric Olson, a native of Northwest Missouri's Chillicothe, becomes the 24th superintendent of the patrol. He's been serving as the acting superintendent since Colonel Sandy Karsten left to become the head of the Missouri Department of Public Safety. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A thermal mechanical hardware designer and manufacturer in Columbia is expanding this year and plans to hire about 25 workers over the next 18 months. Thermavant CEO Joe Boswell says its customers, like the Department of Defense and private party customers, are increasingly putting the company's technologies in everyday products.
We are seeing demand for our product this year more than quadrupling what it was in 2017. And we're already starting to take orders for 2020 and 2021 that indicate that we'll continue to that similar high rate of growth for the next several years.
The company, which launched in 2009, plans to hire workers for full-time permanent positions with benefits. Boswell says the skilled jobs will be high wage, but would not elaborate on a pay range. And incumbent Lewis Reed held on to win his fourth term as president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Based on yesterday's final but unofficial results, Reed received 35.6% of the votes, followed by State Senator Jamila Nasheed with 31.6%. 15th Ward Alderman Megan Aaliyah Green had 31.2%. The race was fueled by nearly $1 million in campaign cash among the top three candidates and was steeped in name-calling. State transportation officials say a state highway in northeast Missouri's Mexico remains closed following Sunday's natural gas line explosion about a mile north of town. Reporter Amy Higgins has the story.
The Missouri Department of Transportation has closed Highway 15 just north of Mexico indefinitely due to massive damage caused by a gas line rupture early Sunday morning. MoDOT says the road has had the oil that binds the pavement together cooked out of it, causing pitting like a golf ball. Some of the holes are 10 inches wide. MoDOT is working to make temporary repairs, but timing remains uncertain on when it will be usable. Amy Higgins, Missouri Net, Mexico.
Federal authorities are now involved after an undisclosed number of guns were reported stolen in a burglary from a Blue Springs pawn and gun shop near Kansas City. The Kansas City Office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives released a surveillance image of the suspect. That suspect broke through a window in the front of the store. You're listening to News on Missouri Net.